Today's stop is Ksubis Daf Yud Dalet, and we are on Yud Gimel Beis in the sugyas of Bari Veshema and Chazakas and Roves and other issues that come up between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel. We are up to Eisvei, which is about 10 lines up from the bottom on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We just quoted the Machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, who discussed the Machlokes in the Mishnah between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yehoshua. If there is a suffix about who the father of this child is, if the woman is pregnant, or her, who this woman was with, even if she is not pregnant, whether we assume she is kosher to marry a Kohen or not. So we had a Machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan said, if you kasher her, according to the one who kashers her, according to Rabbi Gamliel, then Machshir Bibita, so then the daughter is also kosher, even though, as we said, even though there is no cheskas kashrus for this daughter, there's a cheskas kashrus for the mother, that she was a ksheira when she was born and up until this moment, but still, once the halacha allows her to marry a kohen, so too her daughter. And l'devri apostle, but apostle be according to the one who says she's puzzle, her daughter is also puzzle, not more puzzle. We said the Shidu Kubet says the Shidu Kubet says, but the same halacha. And Rabbi Elazar says no, l'devri amachshir, but apostle be, even if you want to say she's kosher, but her daughter is not kosher because she has no cheskas kashrus. We mentioned yesterday the Shev Shmaitza, who gave the svara of why it is that if she is kshera, why does the Rabbi Yochanan say what he says? Why should it work for the daughter? In that, sometimes you have a chazaka, a cheskas haguf, that once one question is answered, then it can answer other questions in the case, even though if you just separate and isolate that second question, the chazaka shouldn't apply to it. But the chazaka has this power to cross areas, even though it is, if you take it separately, it would not fit. Also, in the Shev Shmaitza there, a similar shaila is quoted. There was a case where there was a shochet that shechted 7 cows, and then afterwards he found a trefa. He found the trefa in one of them. And the problem was, he didn't know, he already had taken out the kishkas of all the cows, and he didn't know, the butcher didn't know which animal this trefa came from. So what is the halacha? So the halacha should be, as we'll get to by the Shema tomorrow's daf, there's a difference between kavua and parish. Parish, anything that already left the butcher house, is what's called a parish, meruba parish. It already was separated. It was already nifrash from the rove, and you could go after the rove. Mashenkein, whatever is still there, so then you have called kavua, kamechza mechzadami. Whatever is there hasn't moved yet, so you have to treat as 50-50, and therefore it would be usser. The problem is that some of the cows, some of it already left, and some of it didn't leave. Right, you have some of the cow. So what do you do with the part of the cow that was already hufrash from the robe? So then you say kasher. But the other end, you treat the animal was not a trefa, but the part of the cow that was inside. So you say pasul. So says the Shev Shmaitza, no, l'divrei hamachshir ba machshir bebita. Once you have a halacha that part of something could be kosher, so you could also expand that onto the other half, because it's impossible to say that half the animal is kosher, or regarding half of the animal treated as a trefa, and regarding half of the animal treated as a ksheira. So he used our Gemara there as well to say that the entire animal is considered a kshera, similar to what Rabbi Yochanan says here. Again, even though if you would isolate the part of the cow that is still in the shop, one would say it's treif, but you're allowed to use that type of principle here too. Again, this also relates, it's not exactly the same thing, but also relates, are you ever allowed to have a halachic principle that the result is going to be an inner contradiction? You know, one of the halves of these answers is wrong. So, for example, the first daf in Nida, Tosa discusses, are you allowed to have tarti lereasa in a case of, two people went down paths. One of the paths, one person went down one path, one person went down the other path. You don't know who went down which path. One of the paths is kosher, tameh. One of the paths is tahar. If they come separately to ask, am I kosher, am I tameh or am I tahar? So the halacha is based on Mishnayos in Seder Taharas, that if they ask separately, you can paskin each time, each one is kshera. It's a savik tumah, bereshus harabim, and therefore sveiko tahar. The problem is though, if they come together, you're not allowed to say that, because one of them is tameh. One of them went down the Tameh path. So if they come together, I know you have to paskin that they're both tame, because they both can't be tar, but they, if they come separately, you're allowed to. So you can take a step back and say, wait a minute, how could that be? One of them is for sure tame. Are you allowed to paskin that way? So sometimes, if you have, if you are paskining separately about each one, you're allowed to say, you know, this is the halacha, even though stepping back, you know, there's a contradictory result, right? Or there are some rishonim even in Yaradeya that talk about, let's say you have a non-kosher hot dog that gets mixed up with 1,000 kosher hot dogs. It's batel. Batel b'rov, batel b'shisha, batel b'everything. So it's batel. Are you allowed to eat all the hot dogs? Many rishonim say yes. Maybe not in one sitting. Maybe not all one person. These are all different limitations that Rishonim have, but most of these limitations are Darabanan. On a Daraisa level, it seems like you're allowed to. At each time you eat a hot dog, you're allowed to assume this is the kosher one. This is a kosher one. But you can eat all of them, according to many Rishonim. Mi Daraisa. How can you eat all of them? One of them is treif. So that might be Bittel changes the status, but it also might be because you're allowed to look at halacha in incremental ways, and each time I'm allowed to answer that it is kosher, even though, really, in this group that I have eaten is non-kosher. So again, we're mixing and matching. We're going from Mr. Yaradeya to Tumah Vitara to Eben HaEzer here. It's all three areas. But it's the similar type of idea, but this is all based on what Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar discuss. Rabbi Yochanan saying, you go across the board, once you kashered her, then her cheskas haguf could also relate and answer for her daughter. And Rabbi Lazar said, no, you don't have to say that, even if she is kshira, but she has a cheskas haguf, masha enkein, the daughter. Okay, so we are now, Eisvei, Yud Gimel on the base, about 10 lines up for the bottom. Eisvei, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Lazar asked Rabbi Yochanan from the end of the language of the Brisa that we quoted earlier. Babed Dvar Mamurim, what did the Brisa end up saying? When do we say that these halachas apply? Be'edus Isha Begufa, by the woman herself, by her status. Avol Edus Isha Bebita, Divri Akol Avlad Shtuki. Everybody agrees that Vlad is a Shtuki, which means there's something wrong with the father. Shtuki, when somebody asks who the father is, the mother says, Sheket, quiet. Shtuki. So, what does that mean? My lab, Rabbi Lazar says, Rabbi Yochanan, doesn't that mean shtuki upasol? That it is a shtuki, and therefore, you have to treat the child as a pasol. If she is a psula, if she is a girl, she's a psula, and therefore, she cannot marry a kohen. So, I'm right. L'devri amachshir ba posel babita. Isn't that what the Braisa says? Lo, shtuki v'kasher. No, it's a shtuki, but still, kshera to marry a kohen. Says the Gemara, do you ever have such a thing? Umika shtuki kasher. Do you ever have a shtuki that's kasher? Then what's the nafkamina being a shtuki? Why is he or she called a shtuki if kshera? So the Gemara says, in yes, kiddush Shmuel. Like Shmuel said, we had this about a month ago. Umika shtuki kasher. So I'm sorry, in kiddush Shmuel, damar Shmuel. Asara koanim omdim. Upirish echan mehem uba. You have 10 koanim. You know, this woman was with a kohen. You just don't know which kohen. So in that case, Havlad Shtuki. What does that mean? They're all Ksherim. They're all Kohanim. So what does the Vlad, what does it mean that the Shmuel mean that the Vlad is a Shtuki? So my Shtuki, Ilema, Shemashtikin Oso Minichse Aviv. Shall we say that it means that you don't give him a Yerusha? You don't give him any property, any nechasa from his father? Pshita, that's pretty obvious. You don't know who the father is. Umi Adina Navu Amanu. Do you know who the father is? So it can't just be telling you, oh, Shtuki, he doesn't get Yerusha. Well, there are 10 people that might be his father. You don't know who his father is. Of course, you're not going to give him Yerusha. Each set of brothers will say, Hamotzi Mechaveiro Lavaraya. Prove to me that you're our brother. And if not, they don't have to give him. So, Ella, what does that mean? Shemashtikin oso midin kuhuna. That we're mashtik him from something related to being a Kohen. Midin kuhuna. Dichsiv. When it talks about kuhuna, v'haysa lo ulezaro acharav, bris kuhunas olam, says by shevet kuhuna, that it shall be for him, Pinchas, and his zera, bris kuhunas olam, an eternal bris of kuhuna, and we darsh it from zaro acharav, misha zaro miyuchas acharav, only someone who has his zera miyuchas after him, yatsa zesh, ein zara miyuchas acharav, excluding this person who you don't know who the father is, ein zara miyuchas acharav. And therefore what? What is this Kohen not allowed to do? What is he not, is he allowed to eat truma? Is this Kohen allowed to, you know he's Vadi HaKohen, you just don't know who his father is. Is he allowed to eat truma? Rashi says, no. It's a special din of being a Kohen to do certain special activities. Rashi quotes two nafkaminas. Midin kahuna, shelo yavod avoda, velo yochal betruma. Even though he's a Kohen. A fine avoda, you might say, well, the other bate avos might say, well, it's not your day, prove to us. What if they're all from the same base av? What if they're all from the same mishpacha? Still, it's a special din of Zara Miuchas Achrav. If you remember, we had in Yevamos Daf Kuf, where this came up, this is a din d'Rabbanan. On a Daraisa level, he's a Kohen. He can eat Shuma, he can do the Avoda. It's a din d'Rabbanan with an Asmachta that one needs Zara Miuchas Achrav in this context. There is a discussion, I don't know if we mentioned it then, between the Ravid and the Ramban. The Ravid in the bottom of the Rif and the Ramban and the Sefer Aschus, the Ravid extends this. The Ravid extends this, that if you know that the Gemara just says that if you know the father is a Vadei Kohen, so then you have all these Dinim Drabanan. But what if it's a Shtuki Mamish? What if you really don't know who the father is? So then this is not, this is a Daraisa. This is a Din Daraisa. He says, quote the Ravid. The Akum ve'Eved Haba Abbas Yisrael Havlad Pagum LeKehuna De'i De'inu Yochol Lefgomes Havlad Bebi'aso Al Yedei De'lav Bar Yachas Because they have Havlad Pagum. Let's say you have a Goy Haba Abbas Yisrael. So we pass in, we don't pass the Vlad as a momser. We pass the Vlad as a Pagum. Could that baby marry a Kohen? The Ravid says no. You need Zara Miyuchas Acharav. You don't know who the father is, and therefore that child cannot marry a Kohen. Our Gemara has nothing to do with marriage. The question of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yochanan was, doesn't this prove that I'm right? So we ended up saying that Shmuel holds Shtuki v'kasher, nothing to do with marriage, it has to do with special Dine Kahuna. But the Ravid says that's only if you know Vade that he's a Kohen. Like in our case, you have 10 Kohanim. But if one of them, if you don't know who the father is, so then this child, let's say the father might be a Goy, so then this is Shtuki Mamish, and she is Psula l'Kahuna. The mother is definitely Psula Kuda. She's Nivola Lapasola. We're talking about the child. The child is a Jew. Is a Pugum, Puguma. Is that by Pugum usher to marry a Kohen? Says the Ravid, yes. And the Ramban argues on that. Because I have a Vlad Pugum, Dili Alfina Migzeras Akasav, Tibinan Zarum Yuchas Acharav, Dizel Gufa Psuldi Day, Al Yede, Tibinan Zarum Yuchas Acharav, Vahueno Yachas. That is the Ravid see to the Chiddush of the Ravid in the Sefer Eschus, that this has Doraisa ramifications. The Ramban there defending the Rif argues and says it's not true. The Gemara is just talking about on a Drabana level, not on a Daraisa level. Where might this extend? Might extend to, Rav Schechter extends this in Eretz HaTzvi, in Simen Tezayin. Well, we learned a number of times over this Seder, the Tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Eben Ezer Simen Yud, in Chelek Aleph, where Rav Moshe talks about the case of artificial insemination, where Rav Moshe says, there can't be, it's impossible to have Mamzeris without a Maisabia. That was Rav Moshe's Chiddush, that if a married woman is impregnated with, even if she's married, Eshazish, she's impregnated with the Zera of another man, that was the Shiloh. If you remember, there was a woman, Rachman al-Aslan, after many years, didn't have any children, and she was just so broken that she went without her husband's knowledge, and she went to a sperm bank and got impregnated, and now she comes back, and now the husband finds out about it, and he realizes the predicament his wife was in, so his Shiloh was, am I allowed to stay married to my wife? Is there an Isser Labailah? Is the child a Mamzer? And that's where Moshe lays down the law in Simen Yud that there's no Mamzeris and there's no Isser Labailah because you need a Maisabia. You need a Maisabia for both of those. And there is no, the Vlad is not Miyuchas after the father in that case, Rav Moshe adds. So the Shaila is there Kahuna there? Is there Kahuna? Let's say a Kohen and his wife are married, or Chwad al-Islam, they're having trouble, they're having a lot of trouble, and they're able to have a child through artificial insemination. Is that child a Kohen? Is that child a Kohen? Because there was no Maisabi. Is this a problem of Zara Miyuchas Acharav? Are we makra for that Ravid to say that there's issues of this is a Din D'Oraisa having to do with lineage and not just in terms of Dinim D'Rabbanan? This is a whole discussion in the postgame. But again, the Minag is to assume that that the child is a Kohen, or most we just it's a very private issue, but generally that is a question that the poskim have to deal with. But relating to this din d'rabbanan in our Gemara, whether you extend it to a din d'oraisa. Okay, let's continue. Last line. Hahu aris varusaso. Dasula kamedir of Yosef. There was an aris, an arusa, man and a woman who already had arisin. She was pregnant. That's the only problem. Dasula kamedir of Yosef. They came in front of Rav Yosef. Hi amra mine, vahu amar in minai. They both say that it was between us. You know, that she says, I'm pregnant from him, my aris, and he says, yeah, I was with her, minai. Amr, we'll get back to exactly what he says. Let's just finish. The pashas is, he says, yeah, it's from me. It's from me. So, Amr of Yosef, l'may nechushla. Well, what are we worried about, says Rav Yosef, in that case? Chada to hakamode. Well, he admits. What are we worried about? That she was nivel al apasala. But, or that she had somebody's a problem with the child. But they admit here, and he says it's from him. Va'od ha'amar of Yehuda amar Shmuel halacha grabe Gamliel. Even if we wouldn't know, if the husband wouldn't be here, if she would taina, it's from in our Mishnah, that it's from a kosher man, we would trust her. So here, not only is she saying it's from a kosher man, and not only is she identifying the man, which we spoke about on the Mishnah yesterday, he said, yeah, it was from me. So what are we worried about? Says the Gemara, Omer le Abaya, Ubaha kilo mode, Machshir Rebbe Gamliel, 1 minute. If he would not admit, kilo mode, would Rebbe Gamliel agree in this case? Right, Rashi, Ubaha kilo mode, deka amrit va'od, right, you're telling me that, number one, he admits. Number two, even if he wouldn't admit, wouldn't it be Kshera? But really, does Rabbi Gamliel say that? V'ha amar le'shmuel Rav Yehuda, shinidosh, smart one. Halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel. The halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, but v'at lo tevin uvda, but you, Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Shmuel. So he told his Talmud, but don't act upon it ad ika rov k'sheir metzla, until you have rov k'sheir in the population, v'achar rov psula metzla. And here you have rov psulim. Why is it rov psulim? Because everybody, the whole world is possible to her if she's an arusa. So it's kol psulin etzla, except for her aris. So asks Rav Yehuda, or Shmuel says to Rav Yehuda, wait a minute, but don't possibly like Rabbi Gamliel by rov psulim etzla, says the Gemara, 1 second. Didn't we learn yesterday that Rabbi Gamliel doesn't limit it? Ula taimeich tikshi lecha higufa. What do you mean? Halacha v'atlo tevet uvda. What does that mean? It's the halacha, but don't act upon it. Rabbi Gamliel himself says the halacha is kshera even by rope psula metzla. We had that yesterday. So what are you telling me? What is the Gemara is asking? What is Rav Shmuel telling his Talmud Rav Yehuda? Yeah, the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, but he limited it. He didn't limit it. And if we paskin like him, then we should go be able to paskin like him across the board. Ela ma'is l'chalameimar. What are you going to tell me? Says the Gemara, halachadchila hadiyeved. You tell me there's a difference between lachadchila and bidiyeved? Okay, lachadchila, we would say that it shouldn't, if the Kohen comes to Bezdin, we wouldn't allow him to marry, right, unless it was a case of rov k'sheir metzla. Hadiyeved, but if they're already married, we would let them stay, if she married a Kohen, we would let them stay married. So hanami k'diyeved dami. This is also like a situation of diyeved. Why? She's already pregnant. She's already pregnant, Rashi, first skinny line, Vanami kidi evedami, shenis abra, viata balif sol haubar, ula osra al haarus. Right now you're telling me what's going to be the status of the child, what's going to be if these people can get married. So then, that's a bidyevet situation, because they're already in this state. De im ein ata ma'amina, hariata motzia mibaila. Are you going to make them get divorced? That's a bidyevet situation. So fine, you want to say, okay, we pass like Rabbi Gamliel, but we'll try only to rely on him lachadchila in a case of rov k'sheir metzla. If there's a good chance. If you don't only have her cheskas aguf, but you have a rov. But in the case of bidyevet, where you don't have such a choice, so we'll say this is like a bidyevet situation. So that is why we would be able to be makel in this case as well. And Rav Yosef answers to Abaya Lamai Nechashla, what are you worried about? Just go back for one detail in the Gemara, in the story, when he came and said, when he admitted and said, yeah, it's from me. What exactly is he saying? Yeah, she's pregnant from me. How does he know? How does he know that? Rashi just says, emes mimeni hu. It's from me. How does he know what she did every single night since they had Arison? So Tosva says that it is a case where he was with her more than once. So there's a gutshit, the end of this top Tosfos, the last couple of lines of Tosfos Hahu, Aval mode de hacha de k'amar mine, this mode that he says, it's from me, Hainu sheba alea bios harbe, v'haya ragel etzla tamid, ukida amrinan rov bi'ilos hacha racher habal. Tosfos helps it out a little bit. Tosfos, it wasn't just like one time he says, yeah, I was with her, because maybe she was with other men also. So Tosfos says, she was with many. If you look in the Ritva also is bothered, still bothered. Why is that enough? Why is that enough to say, you know, maybe there was another night that she was with somebody else? So the Ritva says no. By saying, yes, it's from me, it has to be that she knows Bavadai. He knows Bavadai. V'hai lishna da'amar in minai muchach behedya shehu mode shemu'umberes mimenu vadai. Maybe chavush bebeso asurim. Right? They were somewhere where she couldn't have been with anybody else. It's not that he just says I was with her, because that's not good enough. Maybe she was with other people too, right? So therefore, you can't say beferish. He can't say that he knows for sure unless this is the case. There is a difficult line that the Achronim wonder about in the Ramban. The Ramban here quotes the Rimi Gash, who says, what is another a line in terms of what he says here? What he says here. Maybe it's even a toast. So for some suggest, V'yesh omrim, heichash omr basi aleha, aval eini yodea im hifkira atzmala acher, kamoshi hifkira atzmali. It's enough to say I was with her, but I'm not sure about anybody else. Somehow that's enough here. And the Achronim wonder what the Rimi Gash is driving at. Just be aware that the Shef Shmeitz and others talk about it, but this is the Gemara, again, Rashi, Tosfos, the Ritva, and the Rimi Gash. Okay, we continue now. Ramile Abaya Lurava, or Larava, right? The tenth line or so. Abaya has the following kasha, the following stira on our Mishnah. Back to our Mishnah. Remember, what was the case of our Mishnah? Mishnah was, a woman was Mizana or Nistara. We don't know who she was with. And Rabbi Gamliel says, you believe her that she was Nivelis to a kasher man. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no. You do not rely on her cheskas kashrus. Says the Gemara now, Umiyama Rabbi Yeshua einon emenes. So is that really true? Rabbi Yeshua says that you do not rely on her cheskas kashrus. She's not believed. V'raminu. But we had a mission in Maseches Idios. Heyed Rabbi Yeshua. Remember Idios. It's all about the Eduyos that was given when they had to collect the Mesorah as to what the previous generation said about certain areas of Halacha. Idios is the Mesachta that, if you're ever bored, just wait till the next Mishnah. Right? Every Mishnah in Idios is about a different topic. So, just that's Idios. It's called Bechirta. Bill Bechirta, because they analyzed and they made sure that all of these Mishnayos were authoritative. So, says the Mishnah in Idios, Heyed Rabbi Yeshua ben Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Alamanas Isa, Shikshera lekahuna. The sugya of Almanas Isa. Right? They said, the Rabbi Yeshua said, Almanas Isa is kshera. What is Almanas Isa? A widow, something to do with dough. Isa. Isa's dough. What does that mean here? It means there's some type of mixture. Just like a dough is a mixture of many ingredients, and you can't see the specific ingredients anymore. So too, there's some type of suffix here. What is the suffix? What's an Amanas Isa? So, Rashi, Tosfos, other Rishonim. Rashi has two deyas. Rashi's first deya is, Amanas Isa means a woman married a man who is a suffix chalal. How do you get a suffix chalal? Chalal is someone who is a child of a Grusha who married a Kohen. So how do you get a suffix halal? I'm not sure if my mother was a Grusha or an Almana. My father threw my wife, right, my mother, right? A man threw a woman a get. It was suffix karov lo, suffix karov lo. You're not sure if they're divorced, and then the man drops dead. So you're not sure if she is a Grusha or an Almana. And then the woman marries a Kohen, and now the child is a suffix halal, because the mother is a suffix Grusha, suffix Almana. And the mother was a suffix halala, and the child was a suffix halal. So that's the shaila. A woman, and then this suffix married a woman. So, and then that man died, so she's an almana. She's a, what's called an almanas isa. Right? That's the case under discussion according to Rashi. See, Rashi says almanas isa, shehi ba'a mikoach suffix halal. Kegon, Shazarak Baal Imo Harishon La Get, Safik Aravlo, Safik Aravlo, Umeis, Venitse Zu Safik Rusha, Safik Almana, Venas A Kawain, Veholi Mimenu Ben, Zeo Safik Halal, right? Not sure if his mother is a Grusha or an Almana, and then his Almana, that's called a Safik. So the question is she allowed to marry a Kohen? So Rav Yeshua says, yes. She's allowed to marry a Kohen. Wow, why is she allowed to marry a Kohen? Maybe she was Nivala to a Halal. So the answer is Cheskas Kashrus. Cheskas Kashrus of this woman, Muteris to marry a Kohen. So that's against our Rav Yeshua. Our Rav Yeshua says, no, you don't rely on her Cheskas Kashrus and she is Ne'eman. So that's the Kashrus the Gemara asks in a case. How could Rav Yeshua say in our Mishnah that you do not rely on her Cheskas Kashrus? And here we do. The other Rishonim argue on this pshat of Almanas Isa because the Gemara soon will term this case Svek Sveka. And Rashi's case is not a Svek Sveka. Rashi's case is a secondary Suffolk, meaning there's a Suffolk about the mother and now there's a Suffolk about the child. That's what the Gemara means in a couple of lines from now when it calls it Svek Sveka. But the other Rishonim say, no, that's not Svek Sveka. Svek Sveka doesn't just mean a secondary, a Suffolk about a second person. It means a Suffolk built on a Suffolk. Right? It's not a Svek Sveka. So say the other Rishonim. Rashi quotes one pshat. We'll do Tosfos. Tosfos says, you know what the case is? You have a Suffolk, you have 10 brothers. 10 brothers. And one of them is a Suffolk Chalal. And you married one of the brothers. So that's a double Suffolk now. Suffolk, if you marry the Suffolk Chalal, and even if you marry the Suffolk Chalal, maybe the child, maybe he's not a Chalal. So that's a Svek Sveka. That's a double Suffolk. That's not just a Suffolk on a second person. So that's a second shot of the what an Almanas Isa is. But either way, the Yisod that we're talking about here is that Rabbi Yeshua says, Cheskas Kashrus and she's Ne'eman. We'll get back to Svek Sveka in a couple of minutes. First, let's just read some of the Gemara. So the Gemara asks, Abaya asked Rava, how could Rabbi Yeshua say in our Mishnah that she has a Cheskas Kashrus? She does not have a Cheskas Kashrus and she's not believed. You see, in the case of Almanas Isa, she is believed. Amarle answers Rava or Rabba, Hachi Ashta, wait a minute. Hasam, over there in the case of Almanas Isa, Isha Nises, Bodekas Venises. A woman checks out when she gets married. So we can assume, if it's a case of marriage, she really did her research and it must not have been a Suffolk. Right? She must have been sure that the guy was a Kasher. Hacha Isha Mizana Bodekasu Mizana. But here's Omet Znus. So she's going to make sure? So maybe there's more of a chance that by Znus she's not going to be so careful. And therefore, we won't rely on the Cheskas Kashrus by Znus, even though we will by marriage. Omar Rava, one second. Dereb Yeshua ad Dereb Yeshua Kasha. Dereb Gamliel ad Dereb Gamliel lo Kasha. Well, you only have to see her on Dereb Yeshua. There's also a seer in Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel in our Mishnah says, you do rely on her Cheskas Kashrus. But what about the Seifa of that Mishnah? Vaktani Seifa. Amarlan Rabbi Gamliel, Kibalnu Eduschem. Okay, we have your Edus. We hear, Rabbi Yeshua, that you gave Edus, that she is Kshera. Avomana said, but what are we supposed to do? Shari Gazer Rabbi Yochanan Mitzakai, Shalala Hoshev Bezin Alkach. Rabbi Yochanan Mitzakai said, we should not get a bezin together and decide that an Almanas Isa is Kshera. Why? Because the Kohanim aren't going to listen anyway. Shaha Kohanim Shomim Lachem L'Racheka V'lo L'Karev. If you give the Kohanim a Chumra, they'll listen. If you give them a Kula, they're not going to listen anyway. So there's no point. So what does Rabbi Gamliel say? L'maisa, we're going to have to treat this Almanas Isa as Psula Lakuna. Even though theoretically you have this Mesorah that it should be Kshera, but L'maisa, we're going to have to treat this Almanas Isa as Psula Lakuna. Stirin Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel in our Mishnah says, Nemenis, you believer, Cheskas Kashrus. And here Rabbi Gamliel says, no, Lamaisa, you're right, theoretically, maybe he would say Kshir, but Lamaisa, it is Psula. So Ela Amarava, to Rabbi Gamliel, to Rabbi Gamliel, lo Kasha, there's also no Kasha. Why? Hasam Bari HaChashema. Over there, there's a big difference in the case of our Mishnah. She knows who she was Mizana with. She's a Bari, so she could say she's trusted. Hacha, how does she have any idea about the mother getting the get thrown to her? Or the Suffolk Chalal, whichever case it is. He has no idea. She has no idea. So Hacha Shema. So that's why Rabbi Gamliel says, again, you gotta do the take a step back and see what's on each side. Rabbi Gamliel now says, Bari and a Cheskas Aguf works. A Shema and a Cheskas Aguf doesn't work. That's Rabbi Gamliel's chilek. And Rabbi Yeshua nami lo kasha, and Rabbi Yeshua also has no chilek. We said before one distinction, about bodekes or not, but he has another one. Hasam chad sveke, hacha tre sveke. Over there, it is one safik. In our Mishnah, it's one safik. You don't know who she was with. So safik deraisa lechumra. But over here, it's two sveke. What is two sveke? Two sveke, the Rishonim assume, again, against that day in Rashi, means a svek sveke. Not a secondary safik about an original. But either way, that's what Rashi says. Hilkach, therefore. Just to summarize, the Gemara says, L'Rebbe Gamliel, Olim Le'Bari, if she is sure who she was Mizana with, that it's that's a, such a strong claim. D'Afila B'chad Sveikanami Machshir, even if there's only one Safik, who is she with? We still trust her. We still trust her. V'Kil Le'Shema, and if she's not sure who she with, so she has such a weak claim, D'Afila B'Svek Sveikanami Pasol, we'll still Pasol her if there's a Svek Sveika. In the case of Almanas Issa, L'Rebbe Yoshua, the opposite. Olim lei, or just different. Olim lei chad sveika. One safek is so strong. De'afilu babari nami pasul. In our Mishnah, he's going to say one safek who this man was pasul. V'kil lei sek sveika. De'afilu b'shem nami machshir. But in the case of the Almanas Issa, the Mishnah Nidios he'll be mekel because there is a svek sveika. Period. Stop there. A couple of points to mention. Issue number one, a very important question that is asked by Rav Shimon Shkup, and that is, we know, what's the case of Almanas Issa, let's say according to Rabbi Yeshua, her cheskas kashrus. We say her cheskas kashrus is good enough, and therefore we are able to treat her as kshera. The Shaila asks, Rav Shimon Shkup, fascinating question. Usually when you have a chazaka, and you trust the chazaka, most of the time, the chazaka answers your question. You have a suffix. You're not sure what the answer is, and therefore the chazaka answers your question. You're not sure when this woman became a be'ula. You're not sure. Before Arison, after Arison. So she has a cheskas haguf. The cheskas haguf says her status continued until you know otherwise. And therefore that chazaka answers the shayla directly. You say the status continued until the later point. Answer of Shimon Shkup. Why should, in the case of Almanas Issa, her cheskas haguf have any bearing? Right? The question is about the parent, not about her. The question is whether, let's say Rashi's case, whether the get was thrown closer to him or closer to her. How should her cheskas haguf have anything to do with that? Right? Or in the case of marrying a suffik halo, the suffik is outside of her. Why should her cheskas haguf have any bearing? That's the shaila of Rav Shimon Shkup and the Shar Yosher. Ketzin ma'aminin es amonas isa v'cheskes kashrus. Hare lo b'cho ha-sveikos ma'amidim al-chazaka. She'chazaka eino mo'ila ela imken hi machras es etzim ha-safik. If the chazaka deals with answering the safik, fine. Just because she has something good on her side, so avalim ha-dabar ha-mesupak lefaneinu v'alav ha-chazaka eino machria ein chazaka yukholo lachria es ha-dabar she-notes her mi-safik zeh. That's a very strong question that Rav Shimon Shkup has in the Shar Yosher. So what's his answer? Got to figure out what he means. He says, what's his answer? Shekan hanidon hu ala isha acharei sheba'ala meis. If the husband was still here, you're right, the chazaka has no bearing. Because you still have to ask the question of, what's the father status? But here, the husband died. She's an almanas isa. Why does the Gemara focus on almanas isa? Right, why Almana? Right, I guess Grusha, she's going to be psula to a coin anyway. But why Almana is Issa? Why Daka after he died? So he says, Hanidon Achrei Shabala Meis, V'kari Stale Kadavar HaMesupak Lefaneinu. B'lachain, Shayach Lodon Alzeh Chazaka, Lomrot She'in Zeh Sharash HaSafik. Says Rav Shimon Shkup, you're right, the question is about the original father, but the father's not around anymore. So you're allowed, it's a chiddush, but you're allowed to ask, the only question you're dealing with now is her status. So if the question is her status, even though the original root of the suffix is not about her, you're allowed to apply chazaka in that case. It's a chiddush. But that's what Rav Shimon Shkup says, the question and the answer, because she is not, they're not here anymore. That is the Rav Shimon Shkup's chiddush to answer the question. There are other answers given, the Chazon Ish and others, but that is Rav Shimon Shkup, number one. Number two, the other issue that many deal with here, and that is, according to Rov Rishonim, what is the case of Almanas Issa of Svek Sveka? It's a case of a woman marries a man who somewhere in his family there's a Safik Halo. One of these brothers is a Safik Halo. whatever, however you come up with the case, right? You want to look in the eighth line of the medium lines in Tosfos. The Issachar HaMishpacha Shenitav Hem Safik Chalal. Somewhere in this family is a Safik Chalal. And therefore, maybe this isn't that brother, and even if it is the brother, maybe the brother is not a Chalal. So the Shaila asked is, the Pnei Yeshua asked the Shaila, and that is, if you look in Hilchas Sveksveka, in Yaradeya, right, the Shach has Klalei Sveksveka, all the different rules and regulations, we can spend a month on Sveksveka. The rule is, we assume, we hold, that a Sveksveka is only when you have two of the same type of Safik. But if you have two different types of sveikos, what's called safik echad beguf, safik echad betaroves, that's not a svek sveika. Meaning you have two sveikos. Let's say you have something not kosher that got mixed into taroves one, and then that whole taroves got some of that taroves got mixed into taroves two. So maybe this came from taroves one, and even if it did, maybe it's not the... So it's the same type. It's two sveikos about a taroves. Here, ask the Pnei Yeshua, it's two types of sveikos. One is about, is there a chalal or not? Question two. Even if there is a chalal, maybe this isn't the one. Maybe there's a, it's not, it's in a taroves. It's the mixture. That's called safik echad beguf, safik echad betaroves. So, we don't paskin that that's called a svek sveika lakula. Right? Where we have this discussion, we've had this before in Beitza Daf Gimel, where you have a safik trefa, an egg. An egg that's a subic trefa, and it got mixed into other eggs. Same thing. Two different quite types of questions. Is it a trefa? Is it not a trefa? Is this the egg? Is this not the egg? Okay, they're both trying to get lakula. But ask the Pnei Yoshua, Kashali Tuva, Delo Amrian Svek Sveka Lakula, Hecha the Savik Echad Begufo Vesavik Sheni, Al Yedei Taruvos. You don't say that. Viki Tishi Sugi Dehaka Damanas Isa Gufa. Right, so he says, "How? Why is that? Valesle Tashani Hacha Diganami Cheskas Hetter. Cheskas Hetter shouldn't be able to work. You don't say that in the case of Savig Echad Beguf Savig Echad BeTaarovis. That is the Shaila. So the Beis Shmuel says maybe her Cheskas Haguf should apply here. It's not really working through Svek Seika. Maybe says the Pnei Yeshua. There's a rove. There's a rove that's Misayeya the Svek Seika. Right, the rove Mishpacha Gufa Ksheirim." So maybe a rove kid helps out. But there is a beautiful answer I saw. They're all beautiful answers. I shouldn't say one is more beautiful than the other. But there's an answer given by the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer writes that when do you say that you do not hold that Sovek Echad Beguf, Sovek Echad Betaroves is a good Svek Sveika? That's only where Shrak B'mikra Shehechranu Al HaSovek Beguf Le'asar Zos Kedin Sovek Daraisa. Avokan, where Sovek Echad Beguf, Sovek Echad Betaroves is Lechumra, why? Because ask question one, Sovek Daraisa Lechumra, you have to be Machmer there. So that Sufik is out. So there's only one Sufik left. In our case, though, you never answered Sufik one. Sufik Chalal is also, you never answered that. Avokan lo echranu al Sufik Chalal shu Chalal. Shahare imhu bali tamei lemesim alisa grusha. If a Sufik Chalal comes and wants to marry a grusha, what do we say to him? You can't. We're not machmir to say that he's a Chalal. Maybe he's a Kohen. So that first Sufik is not answered. Usually, Sufik Echad Beguf, Sufik Echad Betaroves is not called a Svek Sveika because you have to be machmir and you have to make a certain assumption about question one. But here, you don't have to make any assumptions. It's still Pesafik. So here it would be able to be considered a Svek Sveika, even though it's two types of questions. Again, a lot of lumdis regarding Svek Sveika. But again, this is one of the big ones, right? Where do we have Svek Sveika? Daf Tes and Daf Yudal of Inksubis. Daf Tes we had about Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, the whole discussion of Svek Tachtov and Svek Oni, Svek Ratzon. And this is the other Daf, that Almanas Isa, cases of Svek Sveika. Okay, let's continue. Three lines from the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan. Eizeu Almanas Isa. So let's delve into it, says the Gemara. What exactly is the case of Almanas Isa? So we know it's some type of case of Safik Chalal. Rashi and Tosfos gave the different pshatim of what this Safik is. But now the Gemara is going to have a couple of opinions. Tanu Rabbanan. Eizeu Almanas Isa kol she'ein ba lo mishum amzeres v'lo mishum nesinos v'lo mishum avdi malachim. It's an almana who, you know for sure, there's no problems of mamzeris, nesinos, right, the nesinim. We remember from Yevamos that Moshe and Yeshua and David were gozer on them, the nesinim, the nation that came from the Eretz Yisrael. V'lo mishum avdi malachim, non-Jews that became avadim in the times of Shlomo HaMelech. Right, meaning you don't have any more serious problems, let's say, than a chalal. That's almanas isa, that's the first day, a tanakama. Amar Rebbe Meir. Shamati kol she'ein ba echan mikol elu masilin l'kuhuna. Rabbi Meir says, I heard that anyone who has none of these problems is allowed to marry a kohen. Sounds like the same shita. We said almanas hisa is kshera. So Rabbi Meir sounds like the same opinion as the first opinion. Right, the first opinion says, as long as you don't have mamzeris, nesinas, and avdi malachim, and Rameir says, as long as you don't have any of these problems, kshira l'kahuna. We'll have to see what the difference is. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer Mishim Rabbi Meir, he says, a different shot of Rabbi Meir. So we have the Tanakama, we have Rabbi Meir, and then we have Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar in the name of Rabbi Meir. V'chein hayar Rabbi Shimon Menasi Omer, kidvarav, both of these people say the following, Ezeo amanas isa, kol shenitma ba safek halal, anyone who has a safek halal in them, sounds like the same opinion, right, but then this opinion adds on one point, and that is Makirin Yisrael Mamzerim Shebeinayhem, Vein Makirin Chalolin Shebeinayhem. Bnei Yisrael are Makir any Mamzerim, and therefore, if you don't know if somebody's a Mamzer, you could assume they're not a Mamzer. Chalolim, they're not Makir because it's not as serious; the stakes aren't as high, and therefore, if somebody's a Chalol, you're gonna have to treat him like a Chalol. So, what exactly are these three opinions here? They sound very, very similar to each other. And also, the last one is difficult in that, what do they say? They describe Amanas Isa, we're makeup by Amanas Isa. And the last line sounds like we should be machmir by Amanas Isa. Because we don't know who Chalalim are, therefore we should be machmir. So, what do all these shitas mean? So, the Gemara is going to go through it. Amar Mar. Ezeo Amanas Isa. Kol she'ein ba lo misham amzeres, lo misham nesiris, lo misham avdi malachim. That's the first shita. Ha-chalal kasher. Right, but if there's any type of suffix halal in there, we're still going to treat the woman as a ksheira l'kahuna. So the Gemara asks, Maishna hanach d'oraisa, halal nami d'oraisa. Why do we say that if there's a suffix mamzer, suffix nasin, suffix anything else in there, you can be mako, suffix halal also? They're all isure d'oraisa for a kohen for sure. Some of them even for the rest of Klal Yisrael. But they're all sveika d'oraisas, so why don't we say the same thing by all of them? Right, this Gemara doesn't give away whether that is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan itself. Safek d'oraisa. Right, no evidence. But either way, why should there be a difference? Meaning, why is there not a concept of amanas isa? Why are you makel if there's only safek of chalal? Visu, question one, visu. Question two, how is the second sheet different? Amar Rabbi Meir, shamati, kol she'in ba'echan mikalela, basin l'kuhuna, haynu tanakama. That's the same sheet. Number three, Vesu, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Omer Mishim Rabbi Meir. V'chein ha'yir Reb Shimon Menasi, Omer, Kidvarav. Ezeh Almanas Isa. We're just quoting. Kol she'nitma ba'savik chalom. Makirin Yisrael mamzirin shebeneihem. Vein makirin ha'chalom shebeneihem. V'amid reisha chalal kosher. But what is that third sheeta saying? The third sheeta, we said Almanas Isa is kshera. And what does the third sheeta say? Yeah, but you got to be careful if there's a savik chalal, because Bnei Yisrael don't know about their chalalim. Mamzerim, they know about. And therefore, if there's a savik mamzer, don't worry about it, because it must be, he must be kosher, because Bnei Yisrael would know about it. But Safek Chalal, you gotta be worried. We just said, you don't have to be worried. So, what's the reason that there's a chilek between Chalal and other psulim? What's the difference between Shita number one and Shita number two? And what is Shita number three? Right? The Gemara doesn't, we don't know what this Bryce is talking about. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, who's been playing a major role these last couple of dafim. Rabbi Yochanan says, what's the nafkamino? We'll go with Rashi's pshant. Mamzer tzoveach v'cholol shosek yigabinayu. Rashi says we're talking about one case where there is a person that if people call him a mamzer, he screams back at them. What are you talking about a mamzer? How can you call me a mamzer? And when they call him a cholol, he doesn't say a word. Cholol v'shosek. Right? Other Rishonim say it's two different cases. We're going to go with Rashi. So that's the case where somebody gets very upset when they're called a mamzer and they don't say a word when they're called a cholol. So, and then a woman marries him. So what's the halacha? So, Tanakama Savar, call Pasol to Karule Vishasik Pasol. Anytime that somebody calls you a Pasol and you're quiet, then that proves that you're Pashtika Kahoda. Shika Kahoda. The Haki Kamar Tanakama, and this is what the Tanakama is saying. According to the Tanakama, there's really no difference between Chalol and Mamzer. Ezeo Amanas Isa, call Shein Balo Shtok Mamzerus. Amanas Isa is someone who doesn't have any time when he was quiet when he was called a Mamzer. Velo Shtok Nesinos, and he was never quiet when he was called a Nasin. Velo Shtok Ade Malachim. Velo Shtok Halal. Throw that in there too. The Tanakhama is not being Mechalik. Right? Amanas Isa is Ksheira only if this type of thing never took place. The only Safik is the case of the mother, Safik Karavla, you threw the get. That's the only reason this is a case of Safik. If there was a case where somebody called him a name, the chalal and the mamzer, and he didn't say anything, that would create a problem. That is the Tanakama Shita. The Kamar Lei Rebbe Meir, and Rebbe Meir, now the second Shita, argues on that. Hana Chuta Kapasale Mikal. No. Only the ones on your list. Only the Mamzer Nasin Avdei Melachim. Those are a problem. Kapasale Bekahal. And if you're quiet and you didn't say anything, that would be a problem. Aval Shtok Chalo Kasher. But if somebody's called a chalal and he's quiet, that doesn't prove that he's a chalal. Why? Because what's the big deal? You're not really hurting him so badly. Okay, you called me a chalal. People thinking I'm a chalal. So my kid can't marry a kohen, but she can marry most of a chalal Yisrael. But that doesn't prove, being quiet about a chalal doesn't prove anything. So again, shita number one is, if you're ever quiet, so then that proves. Shtika kohoda. Shita number two is only if there's a serious claim. But if there's not a serious claim, nothing. V'kamar le Reb Shimon ben Elazar l'tanakama. And now the third shita says that no, you got Rabbi Meir wrong. To Rabbi Meir, ishami l'cha demachsher Rabbi Meir b'shtika. You said, oh, Rabbi Meir matters in a case where somebody says, even in a case where he's quiet, lo dekaru lechalo v'shasik. That's not the case. Just the opposite. Ela dekaru le mamzer v'shasik. Only if it's called a mamzer, just the opposite svar. Why? V'hai d'shasik savar mamzer kala islay. If he's called a mamzer, he doesn't have to answer why. Because people know about mamzerim. Nobody thinks that I'm a mamzer, and therefore you call me a mamzer. But so what? People know about mamzerim. And therefore the guy doesn't answer, because he's obviously not a mamzer. Avo mamzer v'tzaveh chalal v'shosik pasol. But if he's quiet by a chalal, people don't know about chalalim. So if you're called a chalal, you better clear it up. In a case of mamzer tzoveh chalal v'shosik, in this case where he screams about mamzer and doesn't scream about a chalal, so then we have to assume that he might be pasul, because we don't want him to start screaming back, and then it's going to become in the newspapers, it's going to be loud, and then people are going to be motzi him from being nichnas l'kohol at all. So those are the three shitos in the brisa, meaning shita number two and shita number three are opposites. Meaning, is shtika worse by chalal, or shtika worse by mamzer? Right, that's the shaila. Just finishing up, and then I'll make one more comment. Tani chada, Rabbi Yossi Omer, shtok mamzer kasher, shtok chalal pasul, but tani yidach, shtok chalal kasher, shtok mamzer. Are puzzle, right? The opposite. Lo kasha hatanakama. I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir. Or Rabbi Shimon Elazar. I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir. Depending on which direction it goes in. There are two limitations on this Gemara. Two limitations. The Ramban says one limit is the only time. What? Every time nowadays when somebody comes to call somebody a mamzer or a chalal, they have to like scream out and defend themselves. So two limitations. Number one, it only applies by a family who already there is a suffix about their lineage. That's one big limitation. V'havi yodeya, says the Ramban. Shelo nemer dvar malalu ela b'mishpacha shenitma b'psulim. O suffix pasul. Avo mishpacha shebecheskas ksheira omedes. A regular family? Cheskas kashrus? Kol deshasik miyuchas tfei. The quieter you are, the better. Ne'ela v'ena olev. Right? You show your true colors by not getting involved with these people who call names. So that's limitation number one. This whole Gemara about people calling a name only applies if there's already a question about the family. Number one. Number two, the Ravid, and other Rishonim also, the Ravid in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Ravid in Yisurei Bia, at the end of Perek Yates, the Ravid says, it does not apply Bizman Hazeh. Does not apply Bizman Hazeh. It only applies when Bezin was involved in, dealing with Yichus of different families. Amar Avram, and the Rambam, for some reason, doesn't quote any of these limitations. The Magid Mishnah, others say, well, the Gemara didn't quote any limitations, but the Rishonim do. Kol Elu Sha'amru al Shtukoseyen, Shtukeyen, Shem Sulim, Lo Amru Ela Bedoros HaRishonim, Shohayu Bezdin Niskakin al Hacharfus, Sha'adim Lacharfus Chaveira, where Bezdin would like hear somebody call somebody else a name, and they would deal with it. Kegon akore lechaveiro eved yehi benidui. Like the Gemara said, the kiddushin. If you call somebody an eved, you're excommunicated. You call somebody a mamzer, you're going to get malchus. Vezesh shasak velo tzavach lebezdin kvar hode. Aval achshav hashosik ala mariva hu ameshubach. Ella imkein karen oso shalom b'shas mariva. Okay, but that's the rivet that it might not apply even bismanaze at all. And remember, we know in terms of midos, right? Being a mavir amidosav is something that is very special. The Gemara Misatas Tainus. Remember the Gemara that there wasn't a rain and it didn't rain for a long time. And her Belazar was goes her Tainus. Her Belazar davened all 24 brachas of Shmona Esrei of a Tainus, and he davened and nothing happened on Chafei Mabez and Tainus. And then Rabbi Kiva goes up and davens a 6-word Tefillah, Hashem, help us, please, and it starts pouring outside. And all of a sudden, the Ha'am started being meraning after Rabbi Elazar. Oh, you see, David's so long and nothing happens. So the Gemara says, no, there was a baskel that went out and said that don't think that Rabbi Akiva is greater than Rabbi Elazar. No, it's just that Rabbi Akiva has a certain midah that he has that he excels in. And that's Mavra al-Midosav. He lets things slide, he doesn't answer back, and because somebody does that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also a Mavra al-Midos. And therefore, I'll give you the rain, even though you don't really deserve it. But that's the Midah, Mavra al-Midosav, and that's what the Rishonim here say. That at a time period, like Bizman HaZeh, where Beis Din is not dealing with, Yichus, and where if somebody on the street calls somebody else a name, you know, if the person not answering shows they're godless. And therefore, it's different Bizman HaZeh. Okay, we'll stop here, Beis Din. Tomorrow we'll get into the last daf. Here in the first parak of Maseches Ksubis, we get into Kavua and Mechsa and Kol Deparish, right? A lot of, like we know, this is Maseches Ksubis. Okay, we'll stop here.